So today we're reading from Hebrews 16 through 20. God promises bring hope. For example, there was God's promise to Abraham. Since there was no one greater to swear by, God took an oath in his own name, saying, I will certainly bless you, and I will multiply your descendants beyond number. Then Abraham waited patiently, and he received what God had promised. Now when people take an oath, they call on someone greater than themselves to hold them to it. Without any question, that oath was binding. God also bound himself with an oath, so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that he would never change his mind. So God has given both his promise and his oath. Those two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence
as we hold to the hope that lies before us. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our souls. It leads us through this curtain into God's inner sanctuary. Jesus has already gone in there for us. He has become our eternal high priest in order of Melchizedek.
Thank you, Joanne.
You're welcome.